Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, who calls us to see through your eyes. Amen.
Amen.
Last week, I had the privilege of accompanying our CTK youth and young adults in Guatemala. They spent time in both the girls' school, Hope Academy, and also the orphanage that's home to about 65 boys and girls. Over the course of the week, the group spent time constructing and painting cornhole games for both locations so they could share a little bit of Texas culture with the kiddos. They also painted walls, helped the kids practice their English, played soccer, gave lots of hugs, and built relationships with many children who basked in their attention and soaked up their love. One of the projects they began in Guatemala and will be sharing with you in the weeks to come is a video project that will show the experience that they had through their own eyes. Their goal was to collect video and photos, capturing moments of joy and surprise, times of learning and being present together. Each day in Guatemala, I would see one of our newly graduated seniors, Emily Winesett, with her head down, camera in hand, hanging from a strap around her neck, and she would be in the background, observing. One could feel her sense of curiosity as her camera followed teachers and students and volunteers. Her face was pointed toward the camera, as it became the lens by which she pursued questions and answers and interacted with the world around her. She was intensely focused on seeing the world through the lens of that camera, this camera. In the story we heard today from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus has set his face to go to Jerusalem. Isn't that an interesting phrase, set his face to go to Jerusalem? The Greek verb used here is sterizo, which means to set firmly or fix, to establish or strengthen or confirm. So Jesus steadfastly set his attention to go to Jerusalem. Jesus sets his face, fixes his gaze, and moves his feet toward Jerusalem. He does not have time to linger. He will not allow himself to be pulled away by distractions, and he no longer has time to worry about rejection or denial of who he is or what he has come to do. The time is now. Jesus has this sense of urgency. Jesus will see to it that his human and divine story will be completed. It is as if Jesus is looking through a particular lens, which is crystal clear and laser sharp focused. And through the lens of the triune God, Jesus is able to move forward with determination and intentionality towards Jerusalem, towards his journey to the cross and beyond. He is laser focused on the clear mission to which he was called, and now is the time for him to begin that journey to Jerusalem. You and I are on our own journeys, and we see those journeys in front of us through particular lenses. How do we, as disciples of Jesus, keep our lens focused crystal clear so that we can set our faces toward our journey with Jesus? How do we fix our gaze on Jesus, keeping our life purpose and spiritual grounding focused laser sharp on God's mission? While we were in Guatemala, we took time most evenings to reflect on the day and think deeply about what was God teaching us about mission and discipleship. And we used the concept of bold humility to talk about how we were guests in another culture and community, and how we were choosing to enter with spirits of humility and curiosity, ready to boldly learn from our experiences and encounters in Guatemala. Looking through the lens of bold humility, we pondered questions like, what has challenged you today? What did you learn or notice today? What will you take back with you? Also, what Spanish word did you learn today? And if you watch the video from this past week's Deacon's Desk, this is going to sound familiar to you, as these are some of the questions Deacon Ben was asking our travelers. And if you've not watched that video, I hope you will soon. A consistent theme surfaced when reflecting on each day. Our group was consistently surprised by the way we were greeted by children in Guatemala, with smiles and hugs and eagerness simply to spend time together. These kids were laser focused on both sharing and receiving love. When they would see our group coming, they would often leave whatever they were working on, whatever they were doing, to shift their focus intensely on greeting and embracing and loving our youth. Their authenticity was palpable. This love was being given with no expectation of return, no strings attached, and it was abundant love. And it just kept coming each and every day, a wellspring of love gushing out upon us, overflowing like our font onto each person that they embraced. These children have so much going on in their lives that they should not be burdened with. Abuse and neglect, rejection, living in abject poverty, often hungry and with uncertain futures. And yet, their focus was on love, on connection, on community. These children, the least of these, were showing us how to live as disciples of Jesus, how to live by the Spirit in each moment as one who belongs to Christ. If our group was a camera, we experienced a change of lenses. What had been the lens by which we viewed the world was removed, and a new wide-angle lens was placed on us, allowing us to view more of God than had previously been possible. In the 9 days we were in Guatemala, God grew bigger, more expansive, and more visceral. Beloved Christ the King community, disciples is not a pair of tinted sunglasses that we put on in particular instances on select days, but rather discipleship is that wide-angle camera lens through which we live our lives as disciples of Jesus. And this life of discipleship is costly, because when we see something that is not right in our world, we cannot unsee it. Discipleship means that when we are given a glimpse of the kingdom of God, just like that moment when you notice that little girl is running over right to you as fast as she can with her unabashed love spilling out over her edges, then the life we lived can never be lived in the same way. The wide-angle lens of God brings into focus that which we may not have noticed before. Living in the world of our culture and context, we most often take selfies, yeah? Which focus on ourselves. Looking through God's lens, our selfies become cloudy and out of focus, while those who are behind us, those on the margins, those vulnerable in society in the background before, now come in crystal clear focus. This is what it means to focus through the lens of the cross. This is what we are called into as disciples of Jesus Christ. We are called to see differently, to live differently, to act differently, to twist our wide-angle lens into focus, and to follow Jesus as disciples who participate in God's mission right here and right now. Today we celebrate two disciples who did not always have their wide-angle lenses completely in focus, Peter and Paul. Peter, Simon Peter, the disciple of Jesus who we sometimes refer to as the Rock, is such a great example of discipleship. Peter is the disciple who in one moment professed Jesus as Messiah and in another denied Jesus three times. Jesus seems to be frustrated with Peter sometimes, who didn't quite get right what he was trying to teach him. And yet, Peter was chosen by Jesus to be a leader in God's mission. And then we have Paul, who started out life as Saul, a zealous persecutor of Christians who had a fantastical conversion experience where something like scales literally fell off his eyes and a new wide-angle lens was placed upon him. And after that, all he could see was Jesus. Both these disciples set their faces toward Jesus. They focused their lives and their mission through that lens. To follow Jesus is to take up the cross daily. And this is different for each person, but it always includes a wider lens that reveals a focus on the most vulnerable of our society. Where do you and I see God at work in our daily lives, twisting that lens into focus, and who are we called to be as Jesus' disciples? Can we embody that sense of bold humility? Can we see viscerally around us how we are woven together with the marginalized and oppressed of our society? Can we see clearly as God brings God's mission into clear focus? As our selfie becomes blurry, who are the ones coming into focus in the background of our lives, who we might greet with a welcoming smile and embrace with overflowing love? Today, we're also celebrating Pride Month, a month where we particularly celebrate the contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer culture and community. If most of us were to blurry our selfie, our LGBTQIA plus siblings would be some of those who come into crystal clear focus in the background behind us, because they are my children, and they are your children, and our grandchildren, and our friends, and our parents, and our uncles and aunties, and our cousins, and our clergy, and our congregation members, and our visitors, and they are still marginalized by our society. You know, when I sing that song we sang when we gathered, I tear up and cry every single time because I am thinking about my children and I'm looking in our congregation and I'm seeing our children and our community, and I know that my LGBTQ children have experienced the hate that is sung about in that song, and it recommits me every time I sing it, and I hope it recommits you too, to being that wide-angle lens that tells a different story. Because we cannot come in and dip our hand in that font, and swirl around that water of baptism that claimed our children as God's beloved, and do anything other than remember our promises to them that we made in their own baptism, and stand up with them together. I ask you to think, who are the others in the background who become more clearly into focus for you and me when we look through that wide-angle lens. Can you close your eyes and think of somebody? Maybe it's a person that you know, or maybe it's a group of people you would like to know better. Who's in your and my background? Who is ready and waiting to be seen by you and me today? And how are we being called into God's mission to serve and to love, smiling like that little girl in Guatemala with authentic welcome and indiscriminate embrace? The journey of a disciple is difficult, but it's not done alone. The triune God walks before us and with us and in us, and we walk with each other. We may doubt, as Peter doubted. We may need inner spiritual transformation, as Paul did. And we might need to be reminded over and over again to keep on gazing through that wide-angle lens, blurring ourselves to see who is in the background. But God's mission is not dependent on us always making the right choices, thank God. But God's mission is clear in and through Jesus, who set his face to go to Jerusalem, to journey to the cross and beyond so that we might follow and participate in that journey with bold humility. May we continue to expand and grow in our understanding of God. May we follow Jesus and journey with bold humility into ventures of which we cannot see the ending. And may the Holy Spirit stir us to refocus our lens and give us that faith we need to run forward with good courage, knowing that we are led and loved by the triune God whose love remains with us now and forever. Amen.
Amen.